I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thailand's coup leader will return power under a replacement prime minister in 2 weeks. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins is in Bangkok, Thailand, for meetings on a new Godman DVD project for Southeast Asia. The area is calm, but in terms of a new political scene, Hoskins admits there are some concerns.
Our prayer here in the meetings today was, O sovereign God, we know that you want to keep the door open for the flow of the gospel, so we ask that God will intervene and that whatever decisions are made will not interfere with the openness that we've all enjoyed here for the last 7 or 8 years.
Next, heavier than normal monsoon rains have destroyed more than 1 million homes in East India and has interrupted ministry there. Don Chapman with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan says they operate children's Bible clubs, church planter training, and literacy training in areas affected by the rains. However, he says they're not struggling to keep the program going.
Our struggle is being able to provide the opportunity to read to so many that are waiting. Right now, we actually have on our waiting list over 200,000 people who want to enroll in the program, but can't simply because we don't have the funds.
And education in Sudan stopped due to 2 decades of civil war. That means nearly a whole generation grew up illiterate. In response, Food for the Hungry's United Kingdom office launched a literacy program among the newer people. Through it, these people learn how to read by using the Bible as text. In many areas, the students are pastors, church leaders, and evangelists learning the basic skills that enable them to play key roles in the spiritual and physical development of their communities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation a little better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.